Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
This is something you'll never have to deal with.
I know, right?
Because you don't...
I don't have anybody.
Would you ever let me stay at your house?
Nope. Because you'd be a house guest from hell.
We want to talk about house guests from hell.
You're a snooper.
I really want to...
You would go through everything.
I would.
Yeah, you would.
Steve, I have been in your house. I've tried to climb up and like help you move cables through your walls.
That's true.
I would, but...
I always got to cleanse my house before you come over.
I feel like, you know what I think is funny? I think sometimes you say things that are facetious and you're being funny, but I think that's absolutely true.
No, I really don't.
I think you come through your house and go like, okay, if he's going to work on my modem in the basement,
yeah, right.
I better move this basket of whatever it is. Like,
yeah, no, but you're invited over. You just can't spend the night.
I think we should make a video series of this.
I think we shouldn't.
I think we should have Slacker spend a weekend at Steve's house and Steve spend a weekend at Slacker's
house. Okay, one is funny. The other's not funny at all. There are children's lives in jeopardy if he comes to my house.
I would call social services on myself.
He can't come to my house.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
I'm coming to your house, little D.
You guys are both welcome anytime. Please, I can use the help.
Coming. Well, he's got like three kids.
Under three.
No, we can't go to little D's house.
Come on.
No, absolutely no way we're going over
that
there.
That would be hell.
Yeah. I'm already opting out of that one. What do we pay to not do that?
Yeah.
So we want to know if you've had somebody come to your house and just be a house guest from hell, or maybe you were the house guest from hell somewhere.
Right.
There's a list of the 10 rudest things you can do when you're a guest in someone's house. Number 10, bringing your dog without asking.
Who does that?
I know people who do that.
They assume that they're a package deal. We should know I'm always bringing my dog everywhere. So when you invite me.
You know who they are, right? It's the people who think their dog's their kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
I was that guy for a little while, but I never brought my dog. I would always
Uninvited?
Ask.
Uninvited?
Yeah, I would always ask.
And if you were told no, you wouldn't show up, would you?
Correct.
What do you mean they're inviting you?
Well, but
I'm a package deal.
It's you, me, and Mojo. Oh, Mojo.
I know.
Turning down food when they offer it. I don't understand that.
That's actually being polite. You're not wasting your food on me.
So that's a house guest from hell if they turn down food?
Yeah, you're supposed to eat everything you're offered, but I say no. I'm just going to waste it, so I'm going to tell you no, so
and
you don't waste it.
You've clearly made something that you like.
Yeah.
I've taken one look at it and find it repulsive. So how about I opt out so I don't just put some on my plate, shove it from side to side,
exactly.
And try to like cut it into parallelograms so it looks like I ate some of it.
Right, or stash it in your baked potato skin or whatever.
Who hasn't done that?
Exactly.
Oh, this napkin's full. I need another one. Number 8, putting your feet on the furniture.
Okay, that's just, we all know not to do that. What do? You take your shoes off and prop your feet right up on their furniture.
Do you take your shoes off at every house you go to?
I have to feel it out. If I know you beforehand, I know what to do. But if I get in there, I might ask or I'll look around. Yeah.
I don't, yeah.
You just don't. You just do whatever you want.
Well, right, some people, they're so militant about it. Here's what it is. I've been to somebody's house. And you walk in and they've got they've clearly gone to Goodwill and bought extra shoes to really drive the point home. Like, no one wears shoes here. This is like an Asian thing. And it's like, you're not Asian. But if I walk in and they have that, I respect it.
I'll
kick my shoes. But then if I walk around their house, I've been to somebody's house. They had like 7 dogs. Like 3 kids
who
throw them at the so their hardwood floor
Thank
is
you.
Beat to crap. I'm like,
nasty.
Why did it? And there's dog hair everywhere. I'm like, so my chucks aren't welcome, but your kid's rubbing a pudding all over the floor.
Good point.
Right now it's like, I'm going back to the front door, like wading through all the stupid dummy shoes you've laid down because there's only 3 people here, but there's 27 pairs of shoes.
You're
then I'm putting my, yes. I think that's rude.
Let me ask you this. Let's say you ask to take their shoes off, but they're not wearing socks and they're barefoot. So do you put out, no, do you have your shoes back on, or you just let them march around in your filth?
Barefoot? Like, as they start to walk, can you see the condensation coming off?
I know, right? Like, they're going to leave that sweaty prints all over. Yeah, I know.
When there was only one set of footprints, it's because I was in the bathroom barfing about what I was going to have to do to my floor.
Exactly. Where's that bottom? Bottom of bottom.
So, I mean, we could keep going through these. Messing around on your phone is number one on this list.
Yeah, that can be. Let me ask you about number two.
Okay, number two. What's number two? Asking for the Wi-Fi password. I don't find that rude.
Okay, then.
But let me say this. I'm the kind of guy, I could set up you can set up a guest network that just has secondary password that you can turn on and off. I don't. My password is really involved.
Okay.
It's one of those ones that's like a sentence. And it's
gotcha.
Uppercase, lowercase numbers, like exclamation points. It's a whole thing. So when they ask me, I'm like, just hand me your phone and I'll put it in because I have it memorized.
Oh, so you will.
But for me to stand there and go Q794. It's
lower,
like,
upper.
Yeah, it's like, just give me your.
Okay, so if they ask, you will accommodate. But do you find that rude? Basically, they're saying, can I get password to entertainment because you're boring.
Well, it depends on why they're asking. If they have kids and their kids have an iPad and they want to do something, then I'm more wide open to it.
Okay.
But if you're just at my house and you're just like, you came over to like chit chat and all of a sudden you got a VPN into your into your work so you can do stuff. It's like, I got an idea. Why don't we just cut this short?
Exactly.
How about you just go home where you already know the password?
They glommed out of your free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, because then the other thing I think about is then 2 weeks later, it's not like it's like as they're leaving, I'm like, can I see your phone so I can hit forget this network?
Oh,
so then 2 weeks later, as I'm being cuffed out in front of my house for child porn like stuff, I realize this guy's been parked in his Chevy S10 Blazer like a block away from my house, sucking off my network.
Yep.
You're right. I'm not giving my network name up anymore.
I wouldn't either.
we want you to tell us if you've had somebody like a house guest from hell. There's a couple that we got from Reddit that we really got to get out here.
Mm.
Some guy was at like had a friend over. His house guest said, I need to go to the bathroom. He's gone for like 20 minutes. He goes into the bathroom to try to find the guy. He's not there. He's on the guy's mother's computer,
mm-hmm.
perusing adult films
while
having relations for one.
Now, that, I hate to bring up that story, but didn't that happen to you at one time?
I had a house guest who just downloaded epic loads, BitTorrented, to the point that the provider of my internet sent me a thing going, you're not allowed to have the internet anymore. You're right. Banned. Al Gore said you're banned from the internet. It was like...
He shut down the server farm.
And they wanted $7,000 in fines.
You got the bill for that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And guess what I did?
You paid the bill for that.
With his credit card.
You did. That was pretty wily. Nicely
I'm
done.
I'm like, you have a couple choices here. I can tell the entire universe that you're a porn guy.
And what you like.
And what you
specifically.
Like. And there was some very specific... He BitTorrented several in a series of...
Oh, it was a whole series.
Yeah, because it was like... something big something 7 and then ginormous same something 13. I'm like,
ugh. Hope the series doesn't go on.
Oh my god, I wonder the plot dangling plot lines and stuff. Anyway, we could keep going with these, but we'd rather hear your stories.
Okay.
What did you do if you were the house guest, or maybe you invited somebody over and they did something creepy in your house?
Mm.
We're just looking for your house guest from hell. Jen.
Yay.
House guest from hell.
My husband's best friend got in a fight with his wife and came to sleep over at our house. And I came home the next morning and he was sprawled out in our living room having relations with himself, watching a lot of really filthy videos.
Like on your TV or on a computer? What was he like? I know this doesn't matter, but
it was streamed from my husband's computer. So we had my husband's help apparently with setting it up. He was taking care of business.
Who are these people?
In the living room.
It was gross. Yes, and I have children.
Oh my God.
Were the children in the house?
They did not come into the living room, but yes, they were. They did come home with me, but they went upstairs, so he was very lucky for that.
You burned that couch with him on it, didn't you?
Oh my God, of course.
He was on the couch. He was on our floor. He was there was a picnic for one.
He was just he was moving the smorgasbord around the room.
joyously. We got new carpet though.
Yeah, I would have. Yes, definitely. Oh my god,
that's definitely a terrible house guest. Thank you,
idiot.
Mary.
Yay!
House guest from hell.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I had a friend from another state, and she came, and she was just supposed to stay for like a little while to get herself on her feet. We were nice. We're going to let her stay in our house. And 2 months turned into 2 years.
You enabled.
Yes. It's called, yes. No good deed goes unpunished.
How do you get somebody, like that's, they got squatter's rights now. It's almost their house.
Yeah.
She had, well, and she was filthy as well. I mean, like dirty, like
what?
Like ladies' things in places they shouldn't be instead of throwing things in the trash.
What?
Yeah. They were in her room. Like she was hoarding them. I don't know why.
She was keeping her used things that ladies use.
Yeah.
You would make subtle hints, or you were just like, hey, you got to get out of our house now. And she just wouldn't go.
She would give us excuses as, I'm trying to go to the college, and she'd leave like applications around and blah, blah. Yeah. She never, no, none of that happened. She had a job, but she never paid us for anything.
What the? Wow.
Oh my God.
I hate people.
That is, you've just cost me my little weekend at Steve's house. I'm pretty sure he's afraid that I'll never leave.
Yep.
It's like, oh my God. Thank you for the call, Mary.
Like feminine things.
Oh yeah, no, I might. I still use them on occasion. What? Sarah.
Yay.
You are disguised. House guest from hell.
Yes. So I had a friend in town for a couple of weeks that was coming to stay with me. And while she was looking for a job, she would always be shopping. She would always be out. She'd always have money. Like, she was always doing things, but she never actually found a job yet. And she was super disrespectful. And I found out that she was bringing guys home with her, not only just like because she liked them or found some like platonic connection with them. It's because she was going on Craigslist and finding guys to pay her.
She was sweet.
She's
a working girl.
In your head, she was doing it. Like she's doing like
there is that
in your house. She was having relations with dudes for money.
Absolutely. And every time I asked her about it, she gave me some other kind of answer. It was never along the lines that she was getting paid for that. And so one day I found out and that's the story.
Nice.
Steve, you're my local legal expert. Would she, as the owner of the brothel, if that girl got busted, would Sarah have been?
Uh-huh.
Even
though she had no clue. Yeah, that is your establishment. You were legally responsible for that property.
You ran a brothel for a little while, Sarah. Yay!
For free, no less.
She should have kicked something back to the house.
You would think after you confronted her.
So, like, you would just see a different guy every night, essentially.
Pretty much, yeah. Different guys.
Yeah.
Oh, and Craigslist guys have got to be hot.
Well.
Wow, that's a terrible house guest. Thank you, Sarah. Cherish.
Hi.
House guest from hell.
When I was in high school, we had my brother's friend come stay with us for a weekend while his parents were out of town. And I had come in from outside and went up to my room. And when I walked in my room, he was like standing at my dresser, looking in my drawer. And I was like, what are you doing? And he kind of brushed me off and stormed off. And I didn't really think much of it. But he was going through my underwear drawer.
What?
And then I was going to the restroom that night, like later in the evening, and I heard a creak behind me. So I turned and looked at the door, and he was peeking in on me while I was using the restroom.
What the heck?
Yeah. I know. It was disgusting. So I did like tell my mom and my brother about it, and he was not allowed at our house anymore after that, but it was definitely creepy.
Good. Wow.
I don't want this answer, but I have to ask, how old were you?
I was 15, and he was, I want to say 17, maybe 18.
Creepers. Yeah, that's what?
Dude, I'm telling you right now, do you think my son's ever going to have a friend over now since I have a daughter that's young?
I know.
He's never having, there's zero chance his friends are ever setting foot in my house.
They're going to be going through drawers of stuff.
Do you want?
There's definitely a risk.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Cherish.
Thank you.
Cherish. You don't...
What's that?
You're not going to go through a girl's underwear drawer. You don't want, like, what right? good is that? Like, yeah. you, oh, look, her underwear.
Yeah, so what?
It's just her.
Who cares?
Her underwear are only good when they're on her.
Kind of, yeah, when, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and when they're off, but not when they're.
Yeah.
Can't you just go to Target and look at it? If you just want to see underwear, right. way less risk.
Idiots.
Just go to Sears and.
Because
I don't know.
It's hot.
Jen.
Yeah, hi guys.
Yeah.
So a friend from college wanted to come home with me for the weekend and asked if she could do some laundry. And I said, sure. And so we're at my mom and dad's house and she overstuffed the washing machine and broke
what?
It.
And
then
broke
she
it?
Left. Broke it. My dad was able to fix it. Broke it and then went out downtown, got drunk, had some guy bring her home. He thought he was going to get lucky, had to send him out. I was like, you're not hanging out at my parents' house.
Ugh.
And proceeded to puke everywhere and refused to clean it up and went to bed.
Oh my God.
How is this? I mean, this was the end of your friendship. It has to be.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh,
yes. I didn't talk to her ever again.
Right? Who
she
are
was not welcome in my house again either.
Yeah. And she didn't separate whites from collars.
Yeah,
mean,
no, it's, really, yeah. She threw the comforter in there.
Oh,
got to clean my bowling ball someday. Throw it in this high-efficiency spin cycle thingy. Wow.
She left it and expected somebody else to finish it for her.
What the?
And then thought
these?
She could bring a stranger back to your house.
Exactly.
I have definitely had a friend, a married friend, who spent the night at my house, who we went out to dinner, and he was like, can I bring, we met this girl at the bar and he's like, can I, and I'm like,
you want to use my place for your
infidelity.
Yeah.
And,
no.
And like, normally I'm like, but my wife would be weird with that.
Oh, and your children.
Yes.
And your, yeah.
Hey, mister.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Jen.
Jeez.
Patrick.
Yay.
Yay.
House guests from hell.
Yeah. So about 6 years ago, my father-in-law shows up with his new wife. He's estranged from my wife. They haven't spoken for about 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he shows up. You know, things are cordial. He said, he announces he's staying. It's been about a week. He's staying with a buddy. The last day before he's about to head out, he comes up with this elaborate story of how he's going to leave his wife with us. So she can find a job here because he really wants to move back here and, you know, overseas and working out for them. And, you know, granted, we barely know this woman.
Right.
And, yeah. And so he wants to go back to Sweden and take care of all his affairs.
Wait. This is a man you haven't seen in 10 years is dropping off a Swedish immigrant in your home.
Well, actually, she's Russian.
Okay.
So his new wife that we had never met before. I had never even met him before, you know, before we were married.
Weird.
So we spend this about 4 hours in this conversation the night before they're supposed to leave, them trying to convince us that this is a good thing.
What?
Did you let her stay?
No.
Okay. No. I'm just like,
who are
you? It's the presumptiveness,
yes,
of like, I know you.
Yeah,
you
so
have
here,
a home, therefore
accommodate me.
We are going to need something.
Weirdo.
Thank you for the call, man. Emily,
I am here.
I am here. Yeah, house guest from hell.
So I had a real good friend of mine over with some other friends, and we were having some drinks and having a barbecue, and they stayed the night because we kind of lived out of town.
Okay.
So. The real good friend of mine, he has ataxia, so he's in a wheelchair. So usually when he goes to the bathroom, if he's going to need my help, he'll take my phone, take his phone, call me, and I'll go in and help him. So I asked him if he was going to need my help. He said no. And he was in the bathroom for, I don't even know how long, at least an hour, because we all got in the car and went to the gas station to go to the bathroom. He was in there so long.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You didn't even, okay. Okay, that's weird.
Right. Well, but. Because when you have ataxia, you move slow. So it takes a minute, you know. So I knocked on the door. I kept checking on him. He said he was fine. He was fine. So we all went to bed that night. The next morning, my friend came into my bedroom and said, hey, you might want to get up because there's some number two all over your bathroom.
What? Right.
So, but he knows. I mean, he totally knows better, right? So I go in there, and it is literally all over the floor, on the ceiling, the wall, the
bathroom.
Okay,
what? No, that's I don't even know how you.
What the heck?
I don't know.
Did he have like a wiggly worm, the little thing that they sprinkler thing, just like woo? Okay, no, I don't think we need to hear any more about the poo spewing. Yeah. Thank you. If you still want to tell your story, why don't you do it online?
Yeah, go find the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.